plea asking if anyone knew how to kill a woodpecker.
Uh-huh. And the response?
Oh, a lot of people were horrified that I would even think about hurting such a beautiful creature as a woodpecker.
Sure.
I got some very angry messages. Then I realized it might sound bad to someone who's not living through it. But when you're being woken up at 5 o'clock every morning, you start to go a little bit crazy.
Uh-huh.
You feel like it's an awful pest that you've just got to get rid of.
And did you know at the time that woodpeckers are a protected species?
I didn't know that, so it's a good thing I didn't actually try to kill it.
Did you receive any helpful suggestions?
Yes, actually, a friend suggested getting a fake owl.
Ah.
I always thought they were just bad decorations, but I discussed it with my neighbor, and he was willing to try it. So we got this plastic owl, and my neighbor affixed it to the outside wall, but it didn't help. But then he moved the owl closer to where the bird was, and after that, we never saw the woodpecker again.
So the owl really did work, and there was a happy ending.
Yes, thank goodness. But I tell you, I'm not a violent person, but I was ready to kill that woodpecker. It was driving me nuts.
5.10.
Woodpeckers play an important role in controlling insect pests, yet they can be pests themselves when they cause structural damage to buildings and create disturbing noises. Woodpeckers are a protected species and by law cannot be harmed despite the trouble they can cause homeowners. Louisa Hobson was such a homeowner. So, Louisa, tell us what happened.
Well, I was out of town in the spring, traveling on business, and I don't know if this started while I was away, but as soon as I got home, the first morning, I was awoken very early by this pecking sound, and I could tell it was a woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
It was so loud that I knew it couldn't have been pecking on normal wood. So I got up and looked for the source, but I couldn't find it at first. And after a few days, I discovered this woodpecker was pecking at my neighbor's drainage pipe.
And this was a metal pipe outdoors?
Right. And he would do this starting at 5 in the morning and continue for hours. And even though I'm not usually home in the morning, we could hear him on the weekends, throughout the morning. He was just focused on this one metal pipe.
So what did you do at first?
Well, I spoke to the neighbor who didn't really know what to do. So then I decided to go on Facebook and send out